could be a matter of life and death, or, you know, serious injury to people, or even saving a property from extensive damage, as what happened on this occasion, where the house has been severely damaged. Thankfully, everybody was out and no one was injured. But you would expect that, and you would expect that whoever's responsible now, whether it's SK Éireann, since he took over the water services in 2014, or indeed if it's our own fire service, that there does be a regular maintenance check and ensure that all fire hydrants are working as well as they can be, and if not, that they are fixed to high standard.
And is that a grey area now, the responsibility and who that lies with?
It seems to be. Now, you know, I've been talking to people within the fire service, and to be honest, nobody really knows, well, whose responsibility is it? Is it, you know, could it possibly fall between the stools? Is it still the council's? Is it Irish Waters? Is Gairn, is there known now? Or is it indeed the fire service? So it's something we need clarity on, and I would hope that through this motion at the MD on Tuesday that we would get that clarity and that we ensure that the next time the fire service responds, that the hydrants are working properly and efficiently, and that we have clearly marked hydrants right across the county, because over the years nobody's been painting them. There's been any new development, and at times the fire service does find it difficult to locate a fire hydrant on arrival at a scene.